test that goes on and on and on, because you're going to collect a whole bunch of nut cases. Homeless people are showing up at the original one in New York just because there was free food.
And free coffee. free gloves.
So they had one of those homeless people go nuts this week and run around early in the morning fighting everybody and kicking down tents because he was upset that his sleeping situation wasn't as good as anybody else's.
He didn't get the good lodging.
I don't know.
That's going to happen. I mean, it just does.
My cynicism warning vibrations
are going off. I'm glad you said that, not me.
Full speed on this Occupy movement.
Well, you know, I'm torn, as usual, because I'm one of those people who like to identify with everyone. I mean, even the nutcases. I mean, I can go off any time. I mean, I don't judge everybody, because life is hard. It's hard. It's great too.
So
that's where I am. Life is hard, and it's fantastic.
And we've been wronged. I mean, the bailout was the American human being wronged by the banks who got bailed out, and the rest of us are suffering.
Well, now, speaking of, what are they doing in Greece?
Which is a legitimate complaint, but that's not what's happening now. Now it's being taken over by the unions and Acorn and Soros, and that's not the people we want to be supporting. They're the part of the problem. Acorn was busy shredding documents this week because it was found out that they were supporting Occupy Wall Street. And they're not supposed to do that. It's against the law. They're taking government money. They can't go out and support a protest. So they started shredding documents and firing all their staff in New York.
Shredding what kind of documents, do you think?
Probably the
funding.
We'll never know, because they were
the
shredded.
The money they've gotten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the money they were spending on Occupy Wall Street.
Because they know all of a sudden when this blows up, they're going to be people are going to be looking at them.
If you remember, Acorn isn't even supposed to be getting money from the government anymore.
Well, I mean, they were good one time. For a while, it was Acorn, then all of a sudden, boom, B-corn.
Yeah, the vote fraud, the way they're spending the money in illegal manners, they were cut off by the Congress. But Obama's been ignoring it and giving them money anyway.
Well, bringing that up, I want to talk of kind of, are you on top of what's going on in Greece? Are they going to bail out the euro?
I just know
euro?
What it's doing to our stock market. Wow.
Well, up and down still, like a pogo stick.
I think they're going to go under. If not now, then later.
And what will happen if they go under?
Then their bondholders will take a loss. It's not the end
of
the world.
And then they'll claim bankruptcy and they'll start over, right?
I kept saying when we bailed out all these firms in 2008, I said, well, just let them go under. The average American wouldn't see any difference in his life if Goldman Sachs went bankrupt. Would you?
Do you use
Goldman Sachs for anything?
Well,
they're an investment bank.
I'm not there.
That means they finance giant corporations. It doesn't make a difference, man.
But the giant corporations affect us, no matter how you look at it.
Do you own Greek bonds? No. If they go under, if the bondholders take
a
loss.
I have a couple euros.
Do you?
I told you. I'm saving my euros just in case.
What do they look like?
I got some Mexican money.
Do they have coins?
They do have coins. I don't have the coins. Okay. I have the paper.
You have the paper?
Yeah, I have the paper.
$1 euro? Is that what you
have? No, I have what do I have?
Not a dollar euro.
No, it's not a dollar. I don't even know the conversion count right now. I've had it for so long.
You have 1 euro.
Mm-hmm. I have 2 1-euros.
Okay. Who's
or
on
whatever
them?
They're, 0.000.
Who'd they put on them? Must have been a huge debate.
This has been a long time ago since I got. I can't tell you who's on the Mexican money I have either. Just saving and collecting a little here and there, a little here and there.
In case the United States goes under, you're all set.
Yes,
it
could affect me. Maybe it'll go up, you know? I don't know. Crazy. Crazy stuff all over the world, I'm noticing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, our stock market went down because everybody's worried that there'll be some kind of cascading effect.
Fear.
I say let the cascade happen. If a bank goes under because they invested in Greek bonds, then they were stupid. That's MF Global. You see that on my list there. MF Global went bankrupt?
Yeah, saw that.
Everybody else was getting out of these countries like Portugal and Greece and Italy that looked like they were in trouble. MF Global decided to roll the dice and put all their money, including their clients' money that they're not allowed to, into these European
$6 million.
Currencies and bonds.
$6 million.
No, $600 million.
I mean, $600 million, yeah. Ooh, that's a lot more.
And illegally, they took clients' money and did this and lost it.
U.S. regulators are launching a broad review into the business practices of failed future brokerage MF Global. Wow. So see, they went bankrupt. So that's what Greece will do.
It's smaller version of what Bernie Madoff did. But here's the cruncher on that MF Global story. President Obama was considering John Corzine, the guy who's going to be prosecuted now for fraud,
to
be the next Treasury Secretary. What does that tell you about his judgment about the people he hires and appoints?
Does he know them?
Does he even bother to look into their background?
He didn't pick him. He probably
John
did.
John Corzine is a Democrat. He was the governor of New Jersey, so this is a guy I can put in there.
The governor of New Jersey. Look at that.
And he was the former head of Goldman Sachs, and Obama's government is full of these Goldman Sachs people. I tell you, people call it the Goldman Sachs government right now. So it's really weird that the Occupy Wall Street people are on Obama's side when he's pretty much the Wall Street president. Okay, get me off this.
Well, I like hearing it. I like hearing your side of it because
it just riles me up.
You have some valid statements
there. So John Corzine is not going to be the next U.S. Treasury Secretary.
No, he is
not.
He's
going to be in a courtroom.
He's going to be in prison with Madoff, probably.
He declined his $20 or $30 million golden parachute when he resigned.
Oh,
because he knew he didn't need it. They probably didn't have the money to give him.
Well, on a good side, Bank of America is going to cancel their debit card
fee.
Yeah,
I thought you'd be interested in that.
I already knew.
You were upset with them, weren't you?
Well, yeah. But it doesn't change anything. They'll forget about that fee, but then there'll be another fee. What they're thinking of doing now is the balance. If you don't have $1,500 in your account every month, they're thinking of charging you $10. So they've actually gone up $5.
Right. And another idea they have is to force you, stop you from using a debit card and go to a prepaid card.
Yeah, can you believe that?
What's the difference? I'm not quite clear on what the difference is.
I got my picture on all my cards. Come on, stop it.
What is the difference? I mean, a debit card has to have money behind it already, so isn't that
prepaid?
Well, it
does, but it's the transactions. You know, they're having to pay, and you have to... Well, notice it. If you take your debit card, say you go to Dottie's to get $20, they charge you another $2, and then the bank charges you $2.
Who goes for $20?
I don't know. They charge you $2, and they charge you another $2. Then the bank charges you $2, too, for a transaction outside of their limits and their...
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're just going to get the fee somewhere else. They're going to get it somewhere else, yeah, of course. And, you know, they were saying that a lot of people are going to credit unions now. You know, but I don't know about that. I mean, in a way, they're good for certain things. If it's a credit union, you know,
they are nicer.
Your job works for. But they don't have the money that the banks have.
They have these ads all the time for Nevada Bank.
I know.
They sound like they're friendly people, so I shouldn't say that. But it seems to me, every time I use a credit union, that they're much friendlier.
Well, you don't have all those ATM machines all over. You know, there's only a couple in town. You got to go, you know. Now they're everywhere. I mean, you can go anywhere. Like I said, Dottie's. You can get money anywhere you go.
But I'm using ATM cards. Back east, and I don't seem to, I just use whatever ATM I come across.
Here's what I heard. The best way to do it is to go online. The bank's online now.
I go online all the time.
You get a card. A bank online. They have banks online. That, what is that? Ally? That bank?
Ally.
Yeah. Sean knows, see? Do you use it?
No.
National Bank Transfer Day.
That's today.
Today's National Bank Transfer Day.
It is. What does that mean?
National Bank Transfer Day started as a national social media response to new and proposed fees by the large banks trying to create new revenue sources. But as the event approaches today, it is today, the local credit unions targeting banks, in a public way. What? Take, for example, forget that. What's going on here, Sean? Tell me more about it.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Today's National Bank Transfer. So we're all supposed to transfer our money into another bank.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, is that these Occupy people are taking credit for B of A and the other banks dropping their fees. Because Chase was one of them. Wells Fargo was another. They were testing it out.
Right.
They also dropped the $3 per month fee, too, for debit card use.
Well, I shouldn't say this live on the air, but I could drop something on Wells Fargo.
Hey, I can give you a little inside scoop on bank fees.
All right, give me some inside scoop.
I have noticed that if I go to Siena to use the ATM machine for my cash, one of the fees that's always on my transactions is not there. So Siena must be letting you get your money out for free. Remember that. If you're downtown,
what if
need
you got
cash,
lucky? What if you just got lucky and people go in there and they charge them $5?
Okay.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, how are they going to make their money?
There is no guarantee on this
company.
There is no guarantee of anything, is there?
I think they're giving us free money at 8.
Yeah, sure. They're giving us free money. You tell us that. Yeah. We'll be right back. You're with Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
It's all going to be okay now. Don Geronimo wakes you up weekdays, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're RenoHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh? RenoHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, Mr. Popular. RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you've been injured, call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group for a free consultation. You may be entitled to lost wages, medical bills, and other compensation. Call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group, 786-5800, 786-5800.
Are you looking for a career change, extra income, an opportunity to make great money on a full-time or part-time basis? If so, listen up. Can you help local business owners succeed with coupon advertising and help local consumers save serious money? Are you self-motivated? Do you want to work from home? If so, then we want you.
10RenoCoupons.com.
Get paid well. We'll show you how. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And what we're going to do right now, we usually do our local news right here for Nevada, but what I want to do is get into our